And I'll open. Is this big enough for you, or would you like me to make it bigger?
To me, it is fine.
Fine. Well, yeah. You can scroll up and down there as much as you want. So I'll just, by the way, your portfolio is incredible. The evidence that you have put in there is beyond what was required. I love that you put in your planning documents, your audio reviews, your photographs, that you took casts with you on a journey.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk to me, Avik, if you'd like to pick out any of the seven learning outcomes and identify one perhaps where you have seen the most growth?
I have it here also.
Yes.
So,
great.
Yeah, so I think collaboration with others.
Yes.
So I think I've improved in that because in the beginning, I was sort of new to the activities, didn't really know people, but I got to know them better. And then we talk more in the activity, and then we have more successful planning sessions. We can we can discuss the problems, identify solutions, and then we can have fun along the way also.
Great. And was there a specific activity where you noticed this?
Yeah, in PPIS childcare. I didn't really know much of the people there because they were completely not in my subjects.
Okay.
But I made an effort to talk to them, and now they're my friends, so that's nice.
Okay. And so it was by you taking yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit to, you know, make that initial effort to talk to people that maybe was at first difficult, but you did it, and as a result, the activity was a success and they became friends as a result.
Yep.
Okay. And I saw some of the photos that you included of PPIS and the planning there. So maybe you could talk a little bit about demonstrating how to initiate and plan a CAS experience, because it seems like you did a lot of planning there. Do you want me to talk me through what you might have done?
Yeah, so basically our session, we aim to play first one or two games with the children. So we usually play games like musical chairs or other random games, which they don't really have names, but you can play with them. So and then they love to play in our playground because we have sand, and they don't have sand in their playground.
Also, they come here.
So they come here, and they really enjoy it. So
so
usually at midway of the session, we let them play because they really enjoy that.
Yeah.
We also play tag with them in the playground sometimes, and we supervise them basically so they don't get hurt. And we always choose a video for each session. Each session has a theme, like suppose Little Red Riding Hood. So you choose a video, an appropriate YouTube video, and then you can just show them at the beginning or the end of the session. And that's basically the planning. So, and then two people are chosen to pick them up from the busway, and then two people are chosen to send them back.
Okay, great. So that skill came through, and not because of the effective planning, you were able to create some activities that allowed them to learn and to give you a chance to plan. But equally, it sounds like you developed some really good social intelligence where you read the needs of the students and then you allowed them, okay, we've done a bit, they just want to play, they love the sand, we need to give them that opportunity too.
Yep.
And then you guys were taking a kind of an adult supervisor role in that situation.
So at first, we made the sessions too long at first, so we gave them little time to play. They were like not that happy. I mean, they were like sort of sad when we left them. So we went on from there and made the play time longer.
Good. Okay. So that was learning how to adapt in the process as well. Great. So obviously, I've seen you in yoga, Avik. What skills do you think you developed there?
Yeah, I think it improved my physical fitness, and also my mental concentration, and you just feel more, after doing yoga, you just feel more relaxed in life, like you just, sometimes you just need a break, and then it helps with that, and it helps you be, like, mindful of others, because it's, yoga also teaches discipline.
And would you say then that that's kind of connected to you know, you're engaging with a global issue there regarding wellness, or with seven ethics.
I would say it's a global issue of wellness, because yoga is globally performed, and especially in India, there are yoga competitions every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are, and then people, and then there's World Yoga Day also, and then people demonstrate their skills, but also they demonstrate how a bunch of people who don't know each other just come together and.
In peace and harmony. Yeah, lovely. And just on a separate note, is there any feedback you'd give to us about that activity that we could, anything we should keep, anything we should improve on?
I think it's quite good. And I don't think there's anything to improve, really, but I find the activity engaging. So.
It's okay for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd keep most things. You wouldn't make any changes.
Yeah.
You can say, you can be totally honest, because it's for other people.
I can't think of anything.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. It's just to check. Some students are fine with it, and other people like want maybe less meditation, more meditation. Okay, great.
I think the meditation time is correct. I mean,
Yeah,
the meditation time is all right.
Okay.
Everything's fine. So.
Okay. Thank you. If you think of anything else, you can let me know.
Yeah, sure.
Looking forward, Avik, what skills will you be focusing on for next year, do you think?
I don't really know, but...
Do you think you identified ethics, perseverance?
I think perseverance is somewhat identified, but I can work on that.
Okay.
And ethics is... You know, ethics is dependent on the activity also, but in some activities, I didn't really focus too much on it. I did focus slightly, but like in activities like PPIS childcare, ethics
absolutely
was kind of a focus, because you're dealing with children, you need to have that. And then in yoga also, ethics as in, like, know your limits and... be disciplined, these are self-awareness. So
you feel that really overall you've addressed all of the skills, you're just going to continue that?
I mean, I wouldn't say I've addressed them completely, because that is too forward to say, but I think I can work on maybe ethics and perseverance, but I think I've addressed most of the skills.
Great, that's fine. I'm just double checking, because the two that students tend to forget or neglect to reflect on is 6 and 7.
Yeah, that's what.
Global and ethics.
I actually made it a focus to reflect on those.
Great. So for next year, do you have ideas of activities you're going to sign up for, or you haven't thought about that yet?
I haven't thought about that, but I think I'll take something fun next year.
Yes.
Something in creativity, something fun, because I think I've done all the CAS requirements.
Yes. Yeah. You just need to maintain it for 18 months. That's all. Yeah. You seem to really have engaged with the camera, the photographic. Would you go back to that?
You know, I've taken 2 seasons of photography, and I've learned pretty much
what you can.
Yeah. Because it was in the beginning, it was only a 1 season activity anyway. So.
Perfect.
So I think I'll do something fun, like in creativity.
Great.
I choose something when it comes.
A bit of knitting.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Avik. Thank you so much for your time. So I'm just going to use a couple of comments from this conversation for your end of year report, and then the rest of it will just be my observations of you during the class time.
Yep, okay. All right.
Muchas gracias. No, merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Thank you. Good morning, people who came in and I didn't say good morning to. How are you? Hi, Sachi. Hi.
Nothing else on the calendar for me today other than...